This Week in the Civil War, with Ulysses Grant's Federals at the gates of Vicksburg on May 21, 1863, Union forces under General Nathaniel Banks moved out of Baton Rouge and Alexandria, Louisiana, and headed toward Confederate-held Port Hudson on the Mississippi River. Except for Vicksburg, Port Hudson was the remaining Confederate defense on the Mississippi River. Like Vicksburg, it had to be held at all costs to prevent the Confederacy from being bisected at the Mississippi River. Banks' forces engaged the Confederates in minor action on the west side of the Mississippi at Plain Store near Bayou Sara. Although not apparent at the time, Banks' movements would subsequently result in an approximate 50-day siege at Port Hudson. After Vicksburg's surrender in July to Ulysses Grant, Port Hudson would also capitulate to the Federals. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.